This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. I'm Laura and I'm here with the Good Neighbor Podcast Emerald Coast, recording here in Niceville. So this afternoon, I'm joined with Scott Chase. He is the publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm super excited to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Laura, for inviting me out, and would like to just wish you and everyone a happy Good Friday.
Yes.
And happy Easter. It's the weekend. It's a celebratory weekend, and I'm really stoked to share the magazine that we have such passion for with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. So I have seen your magazine. A couple of my customers had it in their offices or in their facilities. And so I have actually seen it, but I'm anxious to learn more, learn how you got started. So tell us a little bit about Natural Awakenings.
Well, yeah, it's a very popular magazine. In fact, I do half of the distribution to over 750 locations throughout Northwest Florida with the magazine. So I hear what people tell me. The magazine in and of itself is a natural health and sustainable living magazine. It's all about, organic living, non-GMO. One thing the magazine is not, is it's not political. It's not governmental, I should say. It's not religious. We focus on a very niche, now mainstream ideal of a natural health living lifestyle. And through that comes the sustainable living as well, because usually if someone's concerned about their health and what they're putting into their bodies, they're also concerned about where their bodies are living. So they want a nice, clean environment. And our demographic of the magazine is typically 80% female, although that's changing. Anywhere between 22 and upwards of 60, 70. And, we host a lot of events through the magazine. We partner with a lot of people that do events that make the community a much nicer place to be. And that's one of our hallmarks. We've been publishing the magazine locally for, it's been published for 15 years. We've had it for 12 years.
Okay.
It's actually one magazine. It's a franchise that my wife, Darylynn, and I own. And we're one of, I think now, is about 45 publishers across the country that publish Natural Awakenings magazine, of which the core of the magazine, the articles, the various departments in the magazine come to us, what's called POP. And from our research team at corporate, they send us a core of the magazine, and we have different themes for each month of the year. And we pepper it with local things, happenings. The departments that we have are news briefs, health briefs, global briefs. We have usually the feature story, which typically is centered on the theme of the month. For instance, April is all about eco travel. I know you can see it, but we just got it today, and we're really excited about it. And that's the cover. I don't think you can see it. Well, your audience can't see it, but in it we have sustainable travel, we have farm vacations, organic to grass-fed regenerative farming. We have also wellness travel in it. We have conscious eating. We have healing ways. And a lot of this, the magazine typically has a format of a mind, body, spirit approach to a lifestyle. So,
sure.
And they're all, because they're all interconnected that we have found. And another thing that's surprising to me that I learned, my wife knew it before I did, but that everybody's different. Everybody responds differently to different things.
Sure.
We through the natural health modality, if you will, we just want everybody, because the body can heal on its own. It's been proven over and over again. What you put into your body can heal you. We don't want people to be on the pharmaceutical train. Now, you know, we don't cancel out medicine because there's a place, but there's also a place for natural healing as well. We have done so many articles. In fact, Sacred Heart, we had done some articles on natural healing post-operative that they had done for us back in 2014, because they did a study, and the post-operative patients who did aromatherapy, yoga, meditation, they all did much better in their post-operative recovery. So, and there's another aspect to it as well. Some time ago, we had the opportunity to interview an acupuncturist, an equine acupuncturist, and she goes out to farms and she performs acupuncture on horses.
Oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah, and she described the, because I was a little skeptical of, you know, of the needles and the efficacy of acupuncture, excuse me. Sorry. And she said, you know, she'll put these needles in these animals, and they, and if they're nervous prior to her, but the minute she puts the needles in, they calm down into a sense. I mean, they have a calmness about them, and you know, that's not a placebo effect, because animals sure. don't do that, you know? So, like I say, there's, we are so happy about the magazine, and we've been growing it ever since. And does that answer your question? I probably rambled a little bit.
That's okay. No, it's great to hear. And I can tell, you know, your passion for the magazine as well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you get started? What?
That's the story.
Yeah. What's
you sure we have enough time for that? Yeah. But let me share that with you real briefly. Prior to the magazine, my career was Yellow Pages. And if you know what those things are, I don't know if you know what those are anymore.
I think I've heard of that.
Okay. I had a great career with Yellow Pages. It was wonderful. It was fine. It was sustainable. And then came along 2008 and the meltdown, and mm-hmm. everything went down the tubes really quick. And of course, when there's economic upheaval, as you may or may not know, advertising usually is the first thing to go, as was my career, was going down the tubes. And then you entered the internet that took over the search,
right?
The directory search. And I probably lost 2/3 of my income at the time. I had 4 boys. We were raising, both Darylyn and I were raising 4 boys, and I had spent some sleepless nights. And honestly, it came to the point where I just said, I was about to lose everything. And I said, God, it's up to you. I'm over it. I can't do anything more than what I've done. And my wife actually two years prior to had worked for Natural Awakening, just helping the current publisher then distribute the magazine. Well, okay. In 2010, she calls us up, and I was distraught. I didn't know what I was going to do, because of course the market had gone down the tubes. Jobs were not, you know, you couldn't find a job. And she said, "Do you guys want to buy my magazine?" I said, "Oh my gosh, how timely are you? The universe and God provided." And it just fell into our laps. It was a perfect mix of my ability, my advertising skills and experience with my wife, Darylyn, and her natural health acumen, if you will.
It was
outstanding timing, and we've been growing it ever since. And as we moved forward with the magazine, it little offshoots of sustainability would present themselves. Like we did a series for several years called Wellness Rocks. And what we did there, that was a networking group where we would just invite practitioners of various natural healing modalities, and we would gather, and we did that for about 30. And then in 2016, we had the brainy idea, because my wife actually had experience at events, event planning. We did an expo. Oh my gosh. The first was in 2016 in Navarre. We did it at the Navarre Conference Center, and we had maybe 20 exhibitors that we were able to coax and bribe into. But you know what? The line was out the door. With
wow.
The they were just all about that. And we kind of, Darylin and I looked at each other and said, we're going to need a bigger boat here. So the next year we went to the Emerald Coast Convention Center, made our arrangements, reservations, and that. And it's, you know, fast forward to 8 years later, here we are. And we do it once a year. And it is we probably have 80 to 100 exhibitors, probably 1,500 to 2,000 people, local people, come to the expo. And it's just, they love it. They absolutely love it. I have not had a derogatory review from neither exhibitors nor attendees. And it's just, and it's growing. It's growing. I'd love to take it somewhere else. So,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating.
And one thing I'd like to bring up with, you know, when we first started the magazine, we were publishing, and we got a lot of grief because it had yoga in it. We had people coming up to us saying, oh, that yoga is the workshop of the devil.
Yeah.
You can't have that, you know, and I'm not kidding. We had one destined chiropractor who will go unnamed, who rallied against us, saying that the magazine was satanic and we had satanic messages.
Oh, wow.
But I let it go. It's just like,
yeah,
whatever. And it's not.
Yeah.
It's all about natural health, natural healing, and sustainable living, making your community a better place. That's what our mission is.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that. So, where do people find your magazine?
Well, we put them from Pensacola to Panama City in a total of, I think now we're at 758 locations, selected Publixes. You can pick them up there. All the health food stores, for the exception of one in Panama City, has the magazine. We put them in doctor's offices, chiropractic offices, yoga studios, libraries. Like I say, 56, maybe 58. I don't know. And what we do, we place them in offices where you have multiple people that come through that office daily, sit down, look over to the right, look over to the left. They see this magazine, Natural Health. They pick it up. And countless times that when I did my distribution myself, people would say to me, I just love that magazine. Can I have one? And that's music to my ears, because, you know, you want to be relevant. And,
yeah.
And you know, natural health is indeed mainstream now.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess you kind of talked about some of your struggles transitioning, or, you know, after after 2008 and everything. What do you think is attributed so much to your success with this magazine?
Passion, number one. Diligence, number two. Networking, number three. And we're dealing with like-minded people, print has taken a hit, undeservedly so, because I do the distribution myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I put down the new and I pick up the old from month to month, and whereas I pick up maybe stale magazines of 1%, maybe. So it gets what you call penetration,
mm-hmm.
penetration, because people, I have people that that call me and go, I don't have this issue. Do you have this back issue? Because they collect them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is, like I say, and you got to talk to people. You got to be, one thing, my Yellow Pages used to be really hard-nosed kind of a sale. This is not. This is really soft. And that's the way I prefer it because yeah. I'm there. It's all about the client. It's all about the advertiser getting results from the magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I share.
And educating the community. You know, that's we're connectors, as I like to say.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So what do you and your wife like to do for fun when you're not working?
We enjoy the outdoors. We enjoy camping. We do that a lot. We go out into the outback, if you will, and primitive stuff. We do canoeing. She loves yoga. She'll do yoga anytime. You know, I'm just trying to think what all a lot of time is spent with the magazine. So, and we like to take trips. We go skiing, snow skiing in the winter, of course, and enjoying the outdoors, go hiking. We like kayaking actually in the many springs that Florida offers to those willing to get out. And we've been to some absolute beautiful places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like one place I haven't been though is the Vortex. I haven't been to the Vortex yet.
We did. We have been there.
Oh, is it? Is it all that
it's beautiful? It's small.
Yeah.
Smaller, but it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do. I love my personal pet is fishing. I love fishing. I don't get to do it that often now, but you know, and we're waiting with four boys. We're waiting on grandchildren.
There you go. There you go. That'll keep you busy. So did you, are you guys originally from this area?
No. I was military. So I was from a lot of different places. My wife grew up in Orlando. Her family is still there. We moved and I had moved from it. I grew up in Atlanta. I guess my cognitive years were spent in Atlanta, my college years in Atlanta. And after college, I went to Orlando, started my Yellow Page career, got out of that, got into remodeling houses, interestingly enough, for about 3 years until Hurricane Andrew came along and snuffed that out. I got back into Yellow Pages when I met Daryl Lynn. And then we moved to Vegas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we lived in Vegas. We moved there in 2002. We loved Vegas and really enjoyed it. But our kids were getting a little older. We didn't want them raised in Vegas for probably obvious reasons.
Sure.
And I said to I had gotten into Yellow Page management at the time. And I said, I can't do this here with my kids. You got to put me somewhere else. They didn't have any spot for management. And I said, I'll go back to sales. I don't care. And that's what I did. And the only place they had was Destin, which I'd never been to Destin before. So we got here in 2006, and we've been making it ever since. I think the area is about to blow up. The corridor between, 98 is just insane. And I think it's just going to continue to explode. I think it's a great place to be. And if you look at a map at night, a nighttime satellite map, you see the rest of Florida is all lit up, you know, with the light, with the street lights, but you look over here in Northwest Florida and it's still kind of dark. So, you know, I think it's a great place.
Yeah. Yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on today and just telling us all about your magazine and how that you kind of got, you know, your journey of how you got started. I can really hear how much you love your magazine when you talk about it. So it was great to hear all about it. So just thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. You can go to our website at NWF.com. Naturally, that's two L's, nwfnaturally.com. Okay. And you can sign up and have the magazine digitally sent to you for free every month.
Oh, nice.
And you can also go to our expo site, ECHHExpo.com, and check out that as well. And it's a free, and we don't charge attendees.
Okay.
It's awesome. A nicely done show. I invite you to come. In fact, I invite you to maybe broadcast from there. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Well, thank you so much. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it, and hopefully they can go grab a copy. What locations do you have? Just a couple locations you can think of here close to Niceville, Crestview, that maybe they can pick up a copy?
The Publixes will have them.
Okay, perfect.
The Whole Foods will have them.
Okay.
Whole Foods is probably one of our main distribution places. We go through 1,000 magazines every month in Whole Foods.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Our listeners, hopefully, again, we've named several places they can pick up your publication, or they can go to your website, like you mentioned. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again.
You have a super great day.
You and weekend. Yes.
And happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Okay. Thanks so much, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.